you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Of course, it's fluffing Adam Devine, I believe, right now. So we'll see here when he's 1 second.
Happy birthday.
Adam's 35 today, right?
Yep.
God, he was a little 10-year-old kid running around in a neighborhood I used to live in, too, by the way. Didn't know him, so let's not creep out there. But him and Austin live in the neighborhood where I kind of lived for a while there.
Oh, you probably saw him.
I was not 10. Riding a bike past my house or something like that, exactly. Yeah. But, continue, man.
He may have come to your house trick-or-treating.
He might have. You want to show up there then. That was the condo. Those were the dark days.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean that in a good way, though, Petey, back there with the dark days, the condo.
I got you. The dark days. Yeah. Or the fun days, depending upon your point of view.
Sometimes they mixed each other, right, yeah. Yeah, Todd was there a lot.
Sometimes.
A lot.
Sometimes it shifted gears quickly.
Hang on.
Andy, you came all the way from Utah?
Oh, no, I was in town for a self-help seminar. How to be in the right place at the right time. Holy cow, it's working.
Andy, I have to tell you something. I'm really, really sorry, but I'm seeing someone.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes! Woo-hoo! Thank goodness. Me too. I just didn't know how to tell you, especially if you're dying. She's a Laker girl.
Oh, wow. A cheerleader. Nice.
No. Josephine scrapes barnacles of boats in the Great Salt Lake. We call them Laker girls. But they are kind of sex symbols in Utah.
You know, our...
That's true.
Adam, Austin never told us... We hang with Austin once in a while. And he never told us how your Modern Family character... Why didn't it come back?
Well, they asked me to come back this year, but I'm doing another show. I'm doing actually a show with Danny McBride and John Goodman for HBO.
So yeah, I read about that new show. So that was the reason they asked you to come back, and then of course. So you were going to be the guy that married her, you think?
Hey, I'm not going to give away everything, but yes, absolutely, I think so.
Yeah, no, I'd heard that. That's what I originally heard, that you were going to be the guy that actually married her, and then you didn't get a chance to.
But you got a better offer, good for you.
Adam, thanks for throwing in, man. You're going to be in Omaha, your hometown here at the
Weird
Orpheum
Life
Theater.
Tour.
Two shows on Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah,
Orpheum Theater.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Saturday at the Orpheum. I'm filming my Netflix special here, so I'm pretty excited to come back.
I bet you are, man. That's going to be really cool. I mean, that's pretty heady.
Yeah.
I realize, you've been popular and famous for a little bit now, but that must be pretty heady stuff coming back to play the Orpheum in your home city, huh?
Is there extra pressure?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I mean, don't expect Andy from Modern Family.
No.
And all his cuteness up there.
Yeah.
Because I'm a low down dirty dog.
Yeah. have you experienced that? Because a lot of people know those characters that are not what you stand ups like.
Oh yeah, I mean for sure. Anytime I do a show, you could just tell by the crowd.
Yeah.
Like if they were workaholic fans,
right.
Or if they only know me from. Like Pitch Perfect, because they're definitely like, why is he screaming about buttholes?
But you're not like Tracy Morgan filthy.
You're still dirty, though, man.
You're just a little weird and a little dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty, man. Still dirty. That's why we like his comedy.
Okay, I want to ask
exactly
you.
Exactly like Tracy Morgan. that is who I am.
We're going to ask you this. We got a story that was told to us yesterday by one of your best friends.
We got a couple of them, actually.
And one of them is you almost got your parents arrested because you had a big weed party in your backyard when you were in high school.
You had a party that involved a couple of tents, like a drinking tent, a smoking tent.
Yeah.
You recall this?
Yeah, we went a little out of control that party, and we set up tents in the backyard, and my dad's like, what are you guys doing in the tent? And I'm like, literally nothing. It's just a hangout tent. And he's like, why is there smoke billowing from that tent? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know why exactly. That is weird. You know,
why was your dad so clueless about weed in the early 2000s?
He knew. I mean, he was the one that was like, wrap it up. And my mom's like, they're going to be seniors. We got to just let him do it. And then, oh, man. And the cops came in. First of all, the cops came into my backyard.
Yeah.
And they're like, I go down the stairs into my backyard off the patio, and I go, is it the music? I'll turn it down. Thank you so much. And they're like, no, it's not the music. It's the 250 underage children you have drinking in your backyard. I'll turn down the Blink 182. Yes, I see that we were getting a little out of control.
Now, who was arrested? Anybody? Was there a bunch of MIP tickets or what?
Yeah, we got like, I think it was like 25 counts of procuring alcohol to minors. And then like for me, it wasn't a big deal because I was also a minor, so it just would have been like, you know, fine or whatever. But for my parents, yeah, it was going to be up to $100,000 a child.
How did
a kid,
God? What the?
And up to 5 years in prison. So they're looking at like, oh, I'm spending the rest of my life in prison, and I'm going to financially be buried because Adam decided a beer bong tent and a weed tent were appropriate.
Now, how'd they get out of that? Expensive lawyer?
Yeah, well, yes, we paid for a lawyer. He wiggled out. But my family doesn't have any money, so it really was just like we had to get this lawyer, and for that whole summer I was supposed to be saving money that year to be, because I knew I wanted to move to Hollywood and pursue, you know, what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
But about a whole year, my dad's like, you're not moving anywhere. You're going to pay back every single cent. And I did. I paid back every single cent of moving to L.A. with actually some coin in my pocket so I wouldn't be desolate. I moved with like $400, and it was very hard for the first few years.
Yeah, you went there right away. So you waited till you graduated high school in what, 2002, I believe, somewhere in there?
Okay. And then started. I figured that was the right time to move when I'm naive enough to still think that I have what it takes.
Well, you know what? And you worked hard and you got your breaks
and
it
worked.
And you did it. Congratulations.
Yeah. It worked. It was insane. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Austin also told us a story about how he taught you to smoke weed. I would have thought you would have been a natural. What, did he just show you where the carburetor was on the bong? What was it? what was the extent of his instruction?
Austin is a year older than me.
Yeah.
So he pushed me into things, as a child where I didn't know what to do quite yet. And right. He was like, here, this is how you smoke it. This is how you do it. And I remember he did this thing where he like acted like he put this imaginary, but he's like, are you high? And I'm like, oh, I am. Oh my. He's like, I'm not with the box.
Don't move around. Don't move around. Your phone is breaking out a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Stay right there.
Right there.
Keep your head right there.
Yeah. Right there.
All right.
He goes, I'm going to put this imaginary box on your head, and you won't be able to hear anything once we put it on your head. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does it, and then he starts mouthing the word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you hear me? And then starts like lipping the word.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you're kind of a dumb stoner, aren't you? Because I know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, he's a dumb stoner.
Worked on you?
Yeah. Adam Devine, the Weird Life Tour is coming to Omaha. The Orpheum, two shows. At 7 and 10. And you're filming just these particular shows for the Netflix special, the ones
this
here?
This is it.
All right.
Yeah, this is the bingo bango.
Is there extra pressure because the Netflix cameras are there and because it's the hometown, or do you feel good?
I feel good, man. I mean, I don't think Omaha's out to get me.
I don't
think they're coming out and going like, hey, let's just punk him, right? He moved away. He deserved it.
Yeah.
So I think they'll love you. There to have a good time. So I know I'm excited to get there and party. It's my birthday today, so I'm going to carry those hot birthday vibes. But by the way, birthdays aren't fun now anymore.
No, they
should. Like, I'm turning I'm turning 35, and all my friends are, like, married with kids. And I'm like, hey, what are we doing this weekend for my birthday? And they're like, literally nothing. Literally, we're not doing anything. Dalton has soccer practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you avoided but you avoided that. That's cool. Good for you, man. If you'd, if you'd had that, you'd be stuck here with a soccer kid, not in L.A. being a famous person, you know, so whatever.
Yeah, so I'd be raising my all-star soccer player.
you got to make choices, and you made that one, and good for you, man. Where can we catch you on the big screen? Oh, you know, tell us more about this series. I read about this series. Goodman is unbelievable. Danny McBride is great.
Oh, man.
And what's it about?
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's called The Righteous Gemstones. It'll be coming out on HBO sometime next year, and it's about a family of evangelicals who were like a Joel Olsen level of like rich and powerful. Like, we have three private jets, one called the Father, one called the Son, and one called the Holy Spirit.
Okay,
and
oh man.
We're out there we're just spreading the message, and we're a little corrupt and, you know, a little dysfunctional as a family. So it's just a really funny, kind of dark sometimes, and you get to play with the hypocrisy of of some of these religious leaders.
Well,
you know?
It runs rampant, right. Obviously. Now, is Goodman the patriarch? Is Goodman the patriarch of this?
Yeah, no, he's actually playing my younger brother. It's a weird show.
That is weird. That is weird, man. You must think we're dumb stoners. You know, we get what you're doing there.
Goodman is the patriarch, and then Danny's my older brother.
Got it.
I play the youngest brother.
All right, cool. You're in Milwaukee right now. You woke up in Milwaukee, is that right?
I'm actually in Grand Rapids right now. Oh, I'm great. About to go to Milwaukee.
All right, and you're performing there tonight, Milwaukee?
Tonight I'll be at the Turner Ballroom there in Milwaukee, and then on the road to Omaha.
Listen, the next time you are through the area, just visiting or something like that, I know we couldn't work it out because of the travel situation with you, but we want you back in the studio and hang out with us, you and Austin. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, because Omaha, Omaha's out to get us, but they're not out to get you.
25 years later.
Yeah, we'd like a bit of that.
They finally caught up to you.
Yeah, no, we're still here.
No.
We're still here, man.
We'd like a little of that to rub off on us.
Well, congratulations again, Adam. I think I saw you last time I saw you. We were both in Lincoln last year.
Oh, was that?
Right.
We were up there in the cheap suite. The suites,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, the cable guy's luxury suite.
And we talked a little bit there. But good to see you. Good talking to you again, Adam. And good luck this weekend and everything you do in the future. And we'll talk soon. All right, brother?
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me on.
See you, man.
Talk to you soon.
Adam Devine.
Bye now.
Cool dude. And Netflix special film this weekend. Morning, Petey.
Yeah, morning.
Yeah. Austin had told me that he was going to be basically the guy that hooks up with her at the end, the Modern Family, maybe even has a baby. You know, doesn't really matter now because he didn't do the show, but that shows went a different direction.
Yeah, but they got to bring back the dumbass boyfriend,
they
too.
Did.
And that's some... He's always good for some.
No,
laughs.
He's good. No, the show's great. Obviously, it just went a different direction. Exactly.
Yeah, imagine having something else going on where you'd be like, no to Modern Family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No to the last season of Modern Family. Yeah. The last season.
That's not my best option right now.
Yeah.
Modern
yeah.
Family.
Yeah.
That show should be good because it's HBO.
Yeah.
I read about it. Goodman McBride. Come on, you know those guys are both.
I know you guys didn't watch it, but that show that Danny McBride did on HBO, that Vice Principals.
I watched the first couple episodes. It was good.
I hung through. It was two seasons, and it was only two seasons. And
yeah.
What was the other one he did too? The baseball one.
Oh, Eastbound and
Everybody
Down.
Everybody said that was great.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance
Kenny
to watch
Powers.
It. Yeah.
But they're all that kind of offbeat, weird, dark.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's funny.
You know,
I hung with Vice Principals for a little while until I figured out that both Danny McBride character and Bob.
We're not likable.
Walton Goggins.
Walton Goggins
character. There's no good protagonist in that. Yeah.
They were both just dicks.
Dicks, right. Yeah. I hate that one.
There was nothing good about either of them.
Show features two dicks.
Each season, I think each season was 10 episodes and they were half hours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hung with it and it was interesting. It was funny. I liked it.
It was different in the fact that neither of those guys had any redeeming qualities to them.
I'm with you on that. I thought it was funny, but there's just so many options out there. I just can't. Nobody can watch everything anymore.
No.
That's why you rarely even talk about it with anybody. And that's actually a good thing, too. That way you never get blown anything that's happening. But there's just too many shows.
Yeah.
And I believe everybody, when they say shows are good, but I'm just not going to. I can't watch everything. And I'm going to step out. And we do have a life. Not much, but we have a life.
There was a time where you used to be able to watch most everything.
Oh, yeah. Not anymore. Not anymore.
And a lot of it sucked.
And a lot of it did suck, but you still watch it, right?
But at least Danny McBride has a good track record.
Oh, he's great.
You know?
He's great. Nick Allen a little later on this morning.
But, you know, I have to explain to my kids and my stepson that, you know, you can see ratings today, but you will never see the sheer numbers of, let's say, the last episode of MASH.
MASH and Cheers, both of those.
Right. Yeah. Nothing will ever have that kind of...
Everybody watched it.
Audience.
Everybody watched it, no DVRs. You walked in the next morning and you talked about it. Both of those shows.
Right,
and even back in the 70s, it was even more of that.
I mean,
the first run, Happy Days, you went to school, everybody talked about last night's Happy Days.
There were even fewer options.
And that's old school. I get it. It's never going to be the back.
Well, that probably died off with like the final Seinfeld or the final Friends.
Yep, those
that's,
two.
That's probably the last... The last type of that event viewing.
In the mid-late 90s, right?
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s.
Right, cable started expanding.
Oh, the last Frasier was a huge one, too.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Right.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
DVRs and VCRs came about.
That started to kick in.
Yeah, and the on-demand world came in.
You didn't have to watch it live.
Then streaming.
Once again, why are we sitting here?
Yeah.
It's too damn... I'd be here by now. I can make seven.
There's video out there of a 22-year-old woman choking out a bouncer.
All right. Last night. How big is this 20-year-old woman?
22-year-old woman?
Or she just knows how to handle herself?
She is reportedly 125 pounds.
All right. She's an aggressive girl.
She thought that the bouncer smacked her on the ass. And so she didn't care for this. She came up behind him, put him in a chokehold, knocked his ass out.
Just like when that girl, that Hooters waitress, drilled that dad who smacked her on the ass.
That's different.
That video
this girl choked him out.
Choked him out.
He went down. Man. Knocked him out for a minute. 22-year-old Carol LaGrave. Now, here's the trouble. It was her friend that smacked her ass. Her female friend that smacked her ass and not the security guard.
Ah. That makes a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's
now
assault.
She's busted for assault.
Yeah. The friend should have stood in saying, I did that. But yeah, it's funny. She's beating up that guy. He thinks he did it. Oh, bro.
Yeah, she's charged with.
No, it doesn't matter. But the friend could have said right away, don't choke him out. It was me. But she's, she's thinking, this is so funny. Let's all get drunk and choke out somebody.
Oh, no, she was pissed.
Yeah.
She was ticked. She's charged with second-degree strangulation.
Yeah.
Now she's looking at up to 7 years in prison if she's convicted.
Man, second degree.
There's video. She wraps her arms around his neck in a chokehold and keeps him there until he passes out. Then they both fall to the floor.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
So she got a phone call from cops a couple of days later. So she goes over to the police station. She was giving her version of events to police for her statement, and the officer repeatedly interrupted her and saying, he didn't do it. You're wrong. And sooner or later, you're going to have to pay for this. Finally, she was arrested after police said the surveillance footage clearly showed the slap was delivered by the woman's female friend and not the bouncer.
She's a badass, but that's going to get her in trouble.
Yeah, she's still saying no way it was the bouncer, even though everyone could see it on the video. But,
Now, are you still friends with that chick if you land in jail because of
you're
her
not.
Slapping
the
you on the ass?
The friend was an idiot. The friend was an idiot.
But, I mean, she didn't go into it. She didn't slap her friend on the ass thinking, if I do this, she'll think it's the bouncer and choke him out.
But she could have stopped it right then. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen the video. I don't know how long it took.
Or was she that diabolical?
No, they're just drunk chicks. This is so fun. We had such a good time. Remember when she choked out the bouncer and now she's in jail? It's so funny.
That's kind of like when you tap the guy on the opposite shoulder.
Yeah, his head turns.
Yeah.
He looks the opposite way.
And beats the hell out of that guy.
And you fooled him.
And then punches out the guy next to him.
And beats the hell out of that guy.
No, dude, that was me.
Because that's why I would do that. I would tap guys on the opposite shoulder,
and they
hoping they would punch the guy next to him.
Me too. It was a fun bit.
But times were different then.
Right, they were.
Well, all the technology, everything old has to be updated.
Right.
You got to get the new stuff. Everything is new and old. And so the man who made the stimulation device, some people call the auto SOTOM.
Oh, yeah.
SOTOM.
Has now made the auto SOTOM 2.
SOTOM.
So, Tom.
See that too.
Very good.
Does it talk to you?
This new version.
With Petey's voice. You want Petey's voice, you can get Petey's voice.
We'll have AI technology to replicate human techniques.
I suppose you can't go into great detail.
Not great detail.
But I suppose you could post the article.
They do claim that this device is very different and very much better than the original Auto SOTOM. They say the techniques here are far more advanced.
Does it have three tongues?
Yeah.
They listen to feedback from 200,000 Auto SOTOM owners and analyzed 8,333 minutes of videos to try to recreate the movements carried out by humans.
There's audio.
What about these nuts?
From one guy.
They used the data to create 10 different modes. The 10th mode is the enhanced AI experience. It uses a variety of techniques and pauses, so the experience is different every time.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Which island?
You like a licky dicky.
I don't know why that popped up there.
How many customers did they survey?
200,000.
Did they survey people that actually got real ones?
Or feedback just, from 200,000 Auto SOTOM owners.
Man.
Wow.
I never had a
He
SOTOM.
Says the Auto SOTOM, like the iPhone, is a work in progress. He will continue to improve it for the rest of his life.
Guys, relax. Is he so addicted to the SOTOM he never goes out and gets the real thing? I'm not bitching about SOTOMs.
Or maybe he's never met anyone who could match that.
Right.
Maybe it's that good.
Does he kiss the SOTOM afterwards? Because, you know, if you really care about doing what you do, you don't care. You know.
Well,
was that creepy?
I'd be like kissing the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm not even sure what the thing looks like. I'm thinking fleshlight.
Well, it's something it probably inserts over you, and you plug it in your car, right?
Or can you use it at home?
What?
Did you post?
I don't know what you just said, but I'm sure you deserve this.
What's an Auto SOTOM look like?
Did you post the article?
Yeah.
I'm looking at their website right now.
Of course you are.
And there's like a little cartoon on the front, and it looks like a business guy just sitting there in a suit. And he's got his thumb up, and the little thought box says, "Feels like a real boom."
Really? That's it.
Well, post that up. I want to find out what's so good about it and what improvements they've made.
Well, the AI thing is an improvement.
Yeah, well,
see, and they, you know, all the videos they studied, the 8,333 hours of video.
Right.
I'm curious what those AI improvements are, and I'm quite certain you can't broadcast them.
No, I don't think any of this stuff.
I don't think so. There's 10 modes, and they do actually go through all of the modes individually and tell you what they do.
Now, during the break.
Are the modes named something? Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, you could probably demonstrate.
If I remember correctly.
But you couldn't broadcast any of it.
Not much.
So post it up.
Well, let's just buy one. Let's just buy one. Just let
five.
Just let.
Yeah, he's right.
Good point.
He's right. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.